Hello everyone, myself Professor Reena Pujara, having an industry experience of 6 years and 6 years into teaching. The Minimum Wages Act, which was passed in 1948. If you observe the number of acts which were passed during this period, that is 1947-48, there were series of acts which were passed, to protect more of the employee from the exploitation of work employers. So when we talk about employers, here when we see in the era of 1947-48, there was a huge class conflict. So when we talk class conflict, that means the rich used to exploit poor. And here when we see the employers are in the powerful position to exploit the workers working in the industries and units. Though it was an industrialization period, but then there were more number of industries coming up. But at the same time when we had freedom, everything was quite unorganized. And here many of the workers who were in need of the jobs were exploited by their employers by making them work for longer period of time, more number of hours, and at the same time paying them a very less amount. So to protect such workers for their sweated work, for their contribution towards the economic growth, even some acts were passed to protect their interest, that is monetary interest, through the implementation of act that is called as the Minimum Wage Act 1948, wherein the workers were protected a certain minimum amount of money to be paid for the work or the services provided to the employer. This act may be called the Minimum Wage Act 1948. It extends to the whole of India. So all states of India are covered under this. The act is not applicable to all employments or industries. So here the point which needs to be noted is it is not applicable to all type of employments or industries. So which are the types of employments or industries which comes under the purview of this act? So here there are list of industries and establishments. So this list is called as scheduled employment. So all those employments and establishments which come under this purview of this act is noted down in schedule, and that is called as scheduled employment. So all those scheduled employment, the worker will be ensured of the minimum wage rate depending on the type of work, maybe in the same establishment, but then maybe in the same schedule of employment, but then the different type of work provided different wage rate. Now say for example, unskilled worker, the minimum wage rate may differ from when compared to semi-skilled and skilled worker. The act is not applicable to all employments or industries. A schedule appended to this act gives a list of employments covered by the act. Part 1 of the schedule covers employment in any woolen carpet making or shawl weaving establishment. So here we are talking about few of the establishments or industries which are scheduled. They may be woolen carpet making or shawl weaving establishment, rice mill floor or dal mill, any tobacco including bidi making manufacturing, any plantation, that is to say any estate which is maintained for the purpose of growing cinchona, rubber, tea or coffee, employment in any oil mill, etc. Part 2 of the schedule covers employment in agriculture and other allied industries. So when we talk about allied industries means all those industries we have spoken about. Now to help those industries, there are some small industries, for example, if I have covered car manufacturing industries in such schedule, then all those industries who provide small components or spare parts of cars, they will be called allied industries to support the car manufacturing industries. So all those allied industries who are to support all those industries in the schedule will also be covered under this act. It covers an establishment regardless of the number of workers actually employed. So here we do not have any definition of minimum number of workers working in an unit or establishment. Though the number may be less, but then yes, the establishment which is under the schedule has to follow the minimum wage rate which is being decided for certain class of workers. In Maharashtra, the provision of the act are extended to all shops and commercial establishments. So when we talk about, you know, the Bombay Shops and Establishment Act, which came in 1948, under which the number of working hours, the wages, everything is being provided, wherein the establishment who are covered under this act has to follow the provisions under this act. So all those establishments which are covered under the Bombay Shops and Establishment Act will also be covered under the Minimum Payment of Wages Act. The contract labor falling within the purview of the Contract Labor Regulation and Abolition Act 1970 has to be paid minimum wages under the Minimum Wage Act. So when we have gone through, you know, the act which was called as Contract Labor Regulation and Abolition. So identifying industries wherein the abolition of employment of contract labor can be done, or if any industry, you know, has to hire contract laborers, then even they will come under the Minimum Wages Act. The main objective of this act is fixing a minimum rate of wages in number of industries where the labors are not organized and sweated labors are most dominant. That means we here identify those industries which are more of, when we talk about sweated labors, they are blue collar workers generally. And you know, they are working very hard in the industries and the units. So certain industries are being identified and mentioned in the schedule. So all those schedule employment who are hiring the worker has to ensure a minimum wage rate according to the service type of service provided by those workers. So the main objective of this act is to safeguard the monetary objective or economic objective of any worker working in an industry and to ensure that they are not being exploited by their employers. The act aims at preventing the exploitation of workers or laborers in some industries for which the appropriate government is empowered to take steps to prescribe minimum rates of wage in certain employment. Fixing of minimum rates of wage. Now, how does, you know, a wage rate is decided? And this fixing up of minimum wage rate has to be revised timely, because due to the increase in the price of the products, goods and services, due to increasing inflation rate, every time this wage rate also has to be revised. So who will do this and how can this be done? How do we arrive at a wage rate which is considered to be minimum wage rate? Because minimum wage rate somewhere means below this is not acceptable, and below this, if a worker is being paid, will not be able to meet up the lively expenses, the day-to-day expenses. So for minimum livelihood, he or she will require that much amount. So how this will be fixed? Who will be fixing this? The appropriate government shall, in the manner herein after provide, fix the minimum rates of wages payable to employees employed in an employment specified in part 1, that is called as scheduled employment, or part 2 of the schedule, and in an employment added to either party by notification under section 27. Review at such intervals as it may think fits, such intervals not exceeding 5 years. So when we are talking about, you know, revision of this minimum wage rate or the level of wage rate, this will be revised every not exceeding 5 years. That means it may be revised if required at frequent intervals. But then it should not exceed 5 years. Every 5 years, after collecting the information and data, what are the inflation rates prevailing in the economy, considering those criteria, demand and supply of that particular labor in an industry, the wage rate will be decided. Minimum rates of wage, so fixed and revise the minimum rates if necessary. Fixing of minimum rates of wages, the appropriate government may fix a minimum rate of wage for time work. Now here we have different category of calculations when it comes to payment of wages. Now certain industries or certain establishments or units which fall under the scheduled employment may pay their worker based on the time given to the unit or establishment. Now say for example, in any establishment, say for example it is a shirt manufacturing company. So here the laborers or the workers are being paid for 8 hours or 9 hours working in a day. Now say for example, one day wage will be 300 rupees. So if the worker is working for 20 days, then accordingly he will be paid. But then that is called as time work. It will be paid, or the worker will be paid based on the time given to the employer or the establishment. The other way round of calculating wages will be piecework. Now here we talk about paying wages depending on the productivity. Productivity means the production, the output. Now taking the same example of shirt manufacturing unit. Now earlier the worker was paid 300 rupees for a day, irrespective of how many shirts he has made that day. But then when we talk about piece work, it will totally depend on how many piece of shirt or units of shirt he has made that day. So he will be given wages according to piece. Say for example, if he completes one piece or one unit of shirt, he will be paid 100 rupees. So in that case, if he works for the whole day, but since still he is only able to produce one unit of shirt, he will be paid only 100 rupees. Whereas in time work, irrespective of whatever units produced, he was supposed to be paid 300 rupees. If he has produced two units, he will be paid 200 rupees, and four, then 400 rupees. So here we are not calculating time, but we are actually calculating wages based on the output. A minimum rate of remuneration to apply in the case of employees employed on piecework for the purpose of securing to such employees a minimum rate of wages on a time work basis. A minimum rate, whether a time rate or a piece rate, to apply in substitution for the minimum rate which would otherwise be applicable in respect of overtime work done by employees. So here we are trying to fix up some minimum rate, whether it be for piece work, whether it be for time work. And the same will be given to the employee when he or she is doing overtime. Fixing of minimum rates of wages. In fixing or revising minimum rates of wages under this section, different minimum rates of wages may be fixed. Now here when we talk about minimum wage rate, it is not same for all. There may be different types or different levels of minimum wage rate depending on different levels of employees or workers working in an industry or establishment. It depends on the different scheduled employment. The minimum wage rate may depend on the type of industry, depend on the schedule that is being mentioned in Schedule 1 and Schedule 2. So depending on the industry, it the minimum wage rate may be applied. So now say for example, they have kept minimum wage rate for steel industry. So in that steel industry also, there will be several minimum wage rate depending on the levels of the employees. Different classes of work in the same schedule of employment. Adults, adolescents, children and apprentice. Now there may be different wage rate when it comes to adults. When it comes to adolescents, the wage rate may differ. When it comes to children, definitely we are not you know, motivating our children under 14 to work. And then apprentice. Apprentice is a person who takes training under that particular establishment for some technical guidance. So here, even the apprentice has to be paid some amount. So what will be the minimum wage rate applicable to an apprentice? So in apprentice, if we see for the first year, he is being paid 70% of the wages, that is minimum wages. In the second year, he or she is being paid 80% of the wages. And in the third and fourth year of the apprentice, he is being paid 90% of the actual minimum rate, whatever the prevailing in that particular schedule, industry or class. And depending on different localities. Now, depending on the different states and localities also, this minimum wage rate will be decided. Now, say for example, in one locality, there are number of workers who are ready to work on agricultural land. So, there the minimum wage rate may go down a bit. But then when workers are not available to perform such particular task or say to work on agricultural land, then there are chances that the minimum wage rate over in that state may be a bit higher. In fixing or revising minimum rates of wage under this section, minimum rates of wages may be fixed by any one or more of the following wage periods, namely by an hour, by the day, by the month. That means minimum wage rate will be decided on hourly basis. So in certain industries where in, you know, the time rate system is being prevailing. So here the minimum wage rate will be decided for per hour. Minimum, amount to be paid when an worker is working for that particular hour or number of hours. Or it may be, you know, decided irrespective of how many hours he has worked, irrespective of that, minimum wage has to be paid for that particular day. Now say for example, a worker coming to an industry or unit has worked only for 4-5 hours, but the work is so tedious and tiring that his particular work or the part of work or the piece of work is being completed in 4-5 hours. So in this case, he will be paid the wages as per the day. Now when we talk about month, so it may be accumulation of per day wages or accumulation of total wages resulting into salary that is being fixed for the month. By such other larger wage periods as may be prescribed and where such rates are fixed by the day or by the month, the manner of calculating wage for a month or for a day, as the case may be indicated. Now here the calculations are larger when it comes to days and number of days. When it has to be paid hourly basis, the calculations are done on each day. Now say for example, per hour minimum wage rate to be paid to a worker coming to an establishment is 50. Now say for example that worker has worked for say 6 hours in a day. So while he leaves, the calculation is done and it is decided for this particular day he will be receiving 300 rupees as a wage. So these are called as daily wage earners. Now when we talk about badli workers are nothing but daily wage earners. They work on day basis, in day basis also they work on hourly basis. So the number of hours of work performed into the minimum wage rate prevailing and the amount is being disbursed or being recorded in the register, whatever the terms of employments are. When it comes to days, it may be, you know, the worker may be hired for a day or a two or a three, or he may be a permanent worker. So if he is a permanent worker, except those four holidays, that is Sundays or any weekly offs which are being given, 26 days. So whatever the minimum wage rate prevailing and the number of days he has worked will result into, the total wages paid to him. It may be paid daily. If the nature is so, it has to be paid daily. For example, you can see construction workers. Now, construction workers have to do several type of jobs which are related to construction on the construction sites. So they are paid on daily basis. Say for example, the per day wage rate decided for construction worker is 300 rupees. So when you know the worker has completed his task or work of the day, and the wage, the minimum wage or the wage for that day is being paid to that particular worker. Or as it may be accumulated to 26 days and it can be paid monthly. And what are the calculation, what are the methods and what are the procedures, what are the registers to be maintained, what are the records that needs to be maintained are all prescribed according to the Act. Any minimum rate of wage fixed or revised. So when we take talk fixed for a particular period, and revised means added or subtracted after that particular period by the appropriate government in respect of scheduled employments under section 3 may consist of. Now when we talk about a minimum wage rate, it consists of the basic wage rate, and when these are being revised, it also consists of a basic wage rate and a special allowance at a rate to be adjusted at such intervals and in such manner as the appropriate government may direct to accord as nearly as practicable with the variation in the cost of living index number applicable. Now here when we are talking about special allowance, what is this special allowance? Now basic rate of wage, which is paid to a particular worker for the services provided. Now say for example, we are taking again an example of that shirt manufacturing unit. So when you know earlier we have calculated hourly, it may be hourly, it may be you know on the day basis, or it may be on a piece basis, number of shirts produced, whatever it may be. But then those calculations were totally based on the service provided by the worker. So after 10 years also, you know, the worker is providing same type of service. He has not made any variations in his or her service with the increasing wage rate. Then why are we increasing this wages? I mean to say that, say for example, a worker is being given say 100 rupees for say one unit of shirt produced or manufactured. So your the 100 rupees per shirt is a minimum wage rate, piece rate, depending on the piece. But that is also revised timely. So the efforts which are being you know given by an worker to produce one unit of shirt will remain same over a period of time. Then why are we increasing this wage rate? That is to cope up with the cost of living. So this increment in the wage rate is due to cost of living, that is special allowance. But the basic wage rate talks about the services provided by the worker, and that almost remains same. So basic wage rate plus special allowance to cope up with the cost of living. So cost of living, as we have observed, are always on the higher side. We have never seen, you know, cost of living may reduce at a larger percentage. It is always on a higher side. So to meet up basic wage rate for your services and special allowances to cope up with the cost of living. So generally the special allowance is in the term of dearness allowance. Dearness allowance is also to cope up with the inflation rate. Cost of living index number applicable to such worker herein after referred to as the cost of living allowance. Any minimum rate of wage fixed or revised by the appropriate government in respect of scheduled employment under section 3 may consist of a basic wage rate or basic rate of wages with or without the cost of living allowance and the cash value of the concessions in respect of suppliers of essential commodities at concession rates where so authorized, or in other case all inclusive rate allowing for the basic rate, the cost of living allowance and the cash value of the concessions if any. Now here we are talking about those workers who really you know strive for meeting up with their day-to-day expenses. So basic rate of wages Plus, they are being given, you know, the cost of living, that is to cope up with the inflation. But additionally, they are being given some concessions in the terms of subsidies by supplying of certain goods which are being of the basic necessity. The cost of living allowances and the cash value of the concessions in respect of supplied of essential commodities at concessional rates shall be computed by the competent authority at such intervals and in accordance with such directions as may be specified or given by the appropriate government. So, all such calculations which will be timely revised. So, here they are not only calculating the cost of living allowance, but they are also calculating all those concessions which are being provided to such class of workers with respect to supplying essential commodities. When we talk about essential commodities, we take an example of PDS, that is public distribution services, wherein, you know, sugar, then earlier kerosene, because gas was not readily available. So, kerosene, then oil and some, you know, basic essential commodities which are being required by every human being for its survival, like rice, etc., are being provided to them at a concessional rate. So, these all criterias will be taken into due consideration while fixing up any minimum wage rate. Shall be computed by the competent authority at such intervals and in accordance with such directions as may be specified or given by the appropriate government. Procedure for fixing and revising minimum wages. In fixing minimum rates of wage in respect of any schedule employment for the first time under this act or in revising minimum rates of wages so fixed, the appropriate government shall. Now, here they have spoken about two conditions. One condition says that for the first time, you know, that particular schedule employment has come under the purview of fixing up of minimum wage rate. Or in the other case, already one time the minimum wage rate has been fixed, but due to various criteria, factors affecting, now it needs a revision, it needs to be revised. So, in both these cases, appropriate government may go for options like may appoint as many committees and subcommittees as is considered necessary to hold inquiries and advise in its respect of such fixation or revision as the case may be. So, earlier we have discussed about two cases wherein it is being coming for the first time in the schedule employment and we need to fix up, you know, the minimum wage rate for that particular industry or establishment. Or in other case, we need to revise the existing minimum wage rate. In both the cases, you know, the government may set up committees and subcommittees if required, which will help them, you know, to collect data, information, to analyze the information and come to a judgment wherein the revision has to be made or fixation of the wage rate has to be made. By notification in the official gazette, publish its proposal for the information of persons likely to be affected thereby and specify a date not less than 2 months from the date of the notification on which the proposals will be taken into consideration. So, here we are talking about releasing such notifications. Why? Because the parties who are going to be affected because of this fixation or revision can come under its notice, and also such proposals which you know may be required to be considered while fixation of or revision of the minimum wage rate. Now, say for example, the steel industry has now come under the schedule employment. So, now the steel industry's minimum wage rate needs to be fixed. At the same time, say for example, the sugar industry needs a revision in the minimum wage rate. So, we have taken two examples. Steel now recently joined the schedule employment and needs a minimum wage rate fixation, and sugar which needs a revision in minimum wage rate. So, now who will be the parties affected to this? These will be all employees working in the sugar industry and steel industry, and all those employers who are running steel industry and sugar industry. So these are the people who will be affected because of these or the allied industries which are associated with the steel and sugar industries. So these all industries will be affected. So for this, a notification is being issued and some proposals are being also accepted for fixing up of minimum wage rate or revising the minimum wage rate. There is also an advisory board who will be responsible to, you know, advise on fixation of such wage rates. For the purpose of co-coordinating work of committees and subcommittees appointed under Section 5 and advising the appropriate government generally in the matter of fixing and revising minimum rates of wage, the appropriate government shall appoint an advisory board. So this advisory board somewhere will act as a coordinating authority between the committees and the subcommittees, gathering information, data collection, then analyzing of the data and finally coming to a point of decision. So advisory board will play a role wherein they will be in a position to advise the appropriate government for fixation or revision of the minimum wage rate. Fixing hours for normal working day. Now say for example, minimum wage rate based on daily basis or day basis has come out. Say for example, for any industry, the minimum wage rate for per day is 300 rupees. So employer may very smartly, you know, increase the number of hours in the establishment, which is prescribed to be say not more than 9 hours. But since he has to pay wages based on day basis and not hour basis, he may increase the number of hours. So here they have also tried to, you know, fix a number of working hours as well for normal working day. In regard to any scheduled employment, minimum rates of wage in respect of which have been fixed under this act, the appropriate government may fix the number of hours of work which shall constitute a normal working day for which the wages are to be paid on daily basis, inclusive of one or more specified intervals. So when we talk about a day, when we talk about the working hours, that would also include specified intervals and specifically the time limit of intervals. Provide for a day of rest in every period of 7 days, which shall be allowed to all employees or to any specified class of employees. Irrespective of the class of employees, this intervals, this breaks will be provided. And for the payment of remuneration in respect of such days or rest. So the remuneration or the wages will also be paid for those intervals and breaks. Provide for payment for work on a day of rest at a rate not less than the overtime rate. Where an employee whose minimum rate of wage is fixed under this act by the hour, by the day or by such a longer wage period. Longer wage period means monthly basis. As may be prescribed, works on any day in excess of the number of hours constituting a normal working day, the employer shall pay him for every hour or for part of an hour so worked in excess at the overtime rate fixed under this act. So here we have calculated minimum maximum number of hours to be worked on several days and certain breaks. So if an employer wants his employee to work for excess number of hours, that means which is crossing the limit of maximum working hours in a day or maybe in a week. Now in a week it is considered to be 48 hours. But now say the employer wants his employee to come on the leave day, which is assigned as a break day or a leave day. So he has to pay extra for that particular number of hours that he has worked, and how much he has to pay for that hour or part of hour. Part of hour maybe means less than an hour if he has worked for 45 minutes or half an hour. Then how much that employer has to pay that employee is also fixed under this act or under any law of the appropriate government for the time being in force, whichever is higher. And every employer shall maintain such registers and records giving such particulars of employees employed by him, the work performed by them, the wages paid to them, the receipts given by them, and such other particulars, and in such form as may be prescribed. So there are certain maintenance of records that needs to be kept on the establishment on every day or any day of working hours, because any day the inspectors may demand to, you know, check such registers and records. So here the employer has to maintain a record specifying the types of workers working in his establishment that we have discussed. How many are skilled, unskilled, how many are the apprentice workers, contract labor. So he needs to maintain different registers for them. According to that, how much amount of wages are being paid, how many hours of work are being assigned by a worker, etc., has to be maintained in that register, and that record always has to be kept by an employer in a prescribed manner. The appropriate government may, by notification in the official gazette, appoint such persons as it thinks fit to be inspectors for the purpose of this act, and define the local limits within which they shall exercise their function. So as we have inspectors to inspect the records, registers and implementation of the act in establishments, similarly we also have inspectors who will check the records and registers, and they will verify whether the employer who are coming under such scheduled employment are following the provisions in their establishment or not. As in the other acts also, the employer has to pay penalties if he commits an offense. Commits an offense means not imbibing to the provisions of the act. Pays to any employee less than the minimum rates of wage fixed for that employee class of work, or less than the amount due to him under the provision of this act. So when he is committing an offense under this act, the employer is committing an offense only when he doesn't pay the minimum wage rate prescribed for any worker in his establishment who belongs to certain class. If he pays below that, or if he is not paying according to whatever the schedule employment he is covering into, so he is actually committing an offense. Contra means any rule or order made under section 13 shall be punishable with imprisonment for a term which may extend to 6 months, or with fine which may extend to 10,000 rupees, or with both. So in case if he is committing an offense by not paying the minimum wage rate prevailing in his industry, and he is continuing with that offense, he may go for an imprisonment, and that can last for 6 months, and or otherwise he may be have to pay a fine of 10,000 rupees. And if he has committed a serious offense, then he might be going for imprisonment as well, and he will be also paying a fine. So in this particular act, the government is trying to protect the economic interest of the workers working in certain establishments which are called as scheduled employment, and somewhere empowering the employees not to allow their employers to exploit their economic interest. Thank you very much.